Chris, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Now, my pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
We know that antibiotics are very good at what they do. Certainly the development of them was very, very important. But why is it they're being seen as something of a panacea right now?
Yeah, look, I think in general, people tend to overestimate the benefits of all medical treatments, actually. It's not just antibiotics, just about everything that we doctors can offer. And it's also true that clinicians themselves, us doctors, also overestimate how good our treatments are. So there's a vicious circle for you, isn't there? And that means that we tend to overuse lots of medical things, operations, drugs, and they include antibiotics. So that's the first general thing. And secondly, it seems logical that when you've got an infection, like a cough or a cold, that you want to try antibiotics to get rid of the symptoms. And what people don't realize is that for common infections, coughs and colds, which are self-limiting, in other words, unlike serious infections, which, you know, progress and kill you, like meningitis and pneumonia, the self-limiting ones, the coughs and colds, the earaches and so on, they just always get better. And what antibiotics can actually offer in those infections is a reduction in how ill you are, and perhaps a reduction in the severity of the illness. And thirdly, a reduction in the complications of that infection. Those are the only possible things that antibiotics do for a self-limiting disease. It turns out that we actually estimate that the amount of benefit we'll get from antibiotics for our coughs and colds is much less than they really do actually provide.
I must admit, a few weeks ago, I was myself ill with quite a severe cough and flu and went to the doctors. They did prescribe me the antibiotics. Having done a little bit of research on this topic previously, I was a little bit confused just how effective they were going to be or whether I should be taking them myself. So why do we see, well, I should ask, how high is the rate of overprescription here in Australia?
Oh, it's enormous. We've done a calculation which makes us think that something like 20 tons of antibiotics are used without any benefit in the community. There's another lot of antibiotics that are used in the community which do provide benefit, but it's about 1/6 of that. And so we're using antibiotics much more than is providing benefit. And that's so what we did for that study was to work out what the guidelines recommend, and the guidelines are conservative. That means they provide a lot of leeway for getting the diagnosis wrong and for making sure that we don't miss any infections. So with that conservation embedded in the guidelines, people are still being prescribed antibiotics about 6 times overall for the usual coughs and colds that are seen in general practice.
And what are some of the risks associated? Obviously, I mean, if you say we're having an unnecessary surgery, people have a pretty good head on their shoulders about the unnecessary risks of, the risks of unnecessary surgery. But with antibiotics, what are the risks we're looking at?
Okay, well, so first of all, people don't realise that there are very common adverse effects of antibiotics. People don't even think about that usually, but antibiotics often cause rashes, diarrhea, thrush, abdominal pain, all that kind of stuff. And that's extremely common with antibiotics. In some cases, you're as likely to get one of those symptoms as you are to get a decrease in one of the symptoms you're being treated for with antibiotics.
Mm.
So you're what you lose on the swings, you gain on the roundabouts with that. So that's the thing that often isn't entered into the discussion between doctors and patients, something that we think probably should. And then there's this thing about antibiotic resistance on top of that. And antibiotic resistance happens when, if you take antibiotics, the trillions of organisms inside us get clobbered by the antibiotics as well. And the trillions of organisms inside us are part of our healthy makeup. It's called the microbiome. It keeps us healthy, actually. And what tends to happen is the antibiotics cause some of the bugs in us to be selected which are resistant to that antibiotic. And that resistance is encoded on genes that the bacteria have. They can transfer that resistance to other bugs. And some of those other bugs might be pathogens that cause really serious infections, meningitis, septicemia, pneumonia, all that kind of thing. And if you're unlucky enough to have taken antibiotics, you'll have resistance on board. If you then get a really serious infection, then the first antibiotic that's reached for to try and cure you of that might not work. And we estimate that in Australia, probably somewhere between 1 and 2,000 people are dying because of that antibiotic resistance problem every year. Quite a big lot of people. Mm. In America, it's 25,000 people, and in Europe, it's 25,000 people dying directly of the infections that can't be treated by antibiotics.
Just briefly, Chris, going forward as consumers and the like, what exactly can we do about this?
Oh, okay. So next time, when you had a respiratory infection, you went to your doctor, instead of just saying, thank you, doctor, for the antibiotics, ask the question, how much benefit do these antibiotics actually give? Can you quantify that? Because the evidence is there. We can actually quantify it for most of the common acute respiratory infections. And then say, so what would happen if I didn't take the treatment? Would I still get better? And how much longer would it take? And you might be surprised to find that for even things like middle ear infection, the shortening of the illness is only half a day. And you might then have a think about whether that's worthwhile, that half a day, or whether it's worthwhile just carrying on taking some painkillers.
Mm. Well, Chris, really do appreciate your time. Obviously a very important issue. Really do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
My pleasure.